You're still tuned into The Sound of Your Life. I'm Molebogeng Motse. We're now focusing on the Northern Cape's summer campaign, perfectly timed for the festive season. And we're joined by Andile Mlau. He's the Assistant Director for Tourism Growth and to learn more about this campaign. Andile, tell us, why is the Northern Cape summer campaign important for families and friends looking for a holiday destination?
Thank you for the questions. I think as the Northern Cape, we are quite a unique destination in that we offer wide open spaces, adventure, authentic cultural experiences, and that is quite perfect for group travel. I mean, for families and friends that can enjoy everything from stargazing in the Namakwa and the Karoo area to water sports along the Orange River. You know, the campaign actually makes it easy for them to actually discover packages and special offers that suit their needs, ensuring that they actually have memorable holidays, you know, without breaking the budget this festive season.
Absolutely. So how do leisure events during the summer help connect tourists with local tourism experiences?
I think leisure events actually act as a sort of a gateway into the heart of the province itself. You know, whether it's a food festival, a music concert, you know, a cultural celebration. These events actually showcase our local traditions, our cuisine, and also our creativity. You know, tourists at some point don't just attend, they participate, you know, they meet locals, they immerse themselves in the region's lifestyle. So this creates sort of lasting connections and memories. And it actually at some point then encourages what you call as repeat visits.
So Andile, in what ways does local tourism benefit from visitors during the summer season? And of course, most people are going to be visiting.
Yeah, I think the biggest part is that visitors, they bring direct economic benefits, you know, by spending on the local amenities, booking accommodation, going out to dine, transport and attraction. You actually get the economic stimulation from that extra fee that actually comes into that area. But beyond that, they actually also support small businesses like craft markets, tour guides, you know, and local eateries. That actually drives on demand. And I think the income also helps, you know, sustain jobs in those particular areas. They empower, you know, communities. You know, making tourism like a sort of a real driver for economic growth in the province itself. And I think that's why we actually focus on actually putting our experiences out there.
Lastly, what makes the Northern Cape stand out compared to other summer destinations in South Africa? We know people love the coast around this time.
Yeah, I think we always remind ourselves, you know, that the Northern Cape is quite unique. We're not Durban, we're not Cape Town. You know, we are a sort of a unique destination. And because of this, you find that we combine adventure with tranquility, with authenticity as a destination. Unlike, you know, your crowded destination, we offer space for people to actually breathe. You know, it's ideal for families and friends seeking sort of excitement and relaxation. So that's basically the Northern Cape for you. You know, from the Kalahari's wildlife to the Namakwaland coastline, the visitor experience, landscapes, and also the culture that people actually won't find anywhere else in the country. I think that's what is unique about our province. So the campaign aims to actually highlight these hidden gems, position the province as a must-visit summer destination. You know, people should actually come this way and actually experience what the Northern Cape has got to offer.
And it offers so much. Thank you for your time, Andile. He's so busy today.